Hello everyone and welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host Ted. So yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, we are back. And if you have not followed me on my social media platforms, I am truthbetold_byTedO on Instagram, b_Ted on Twitter, truthbetoldbyTedO on YouTube, and you can also reach me via my mail at truthbetoldbyTedO@gmail.com. So today we have a very hot topic, I believe so. And I have a friend with me to help me out in that topic. So I'll let her introduce herself.
Hey everyone, it's YK on the mic. Yeah, this one is a good one.
So yeah, so Leo, we are talking about how to actually turn someone down without actually hurting their feelings. I don't know if that is possible, but yeah, we'll talk about it. So we were talking with YK last night, and she sent me this image, and I said to her this is interesting, we have to like talk about it. So and then this chick approaches this dude, and then he tells him, I kind of got feelings for you, and I don't know how you feel about me, but I like you a lot and I want your honest opinion back. I just don't want anything to ruin our friendship. No matter what happens, I like us to still be friends. And then the guy's like, oh babes, I'm really flattered. I think you're really pretty and cute. Of course it wouldn't ruin our friendship. To be honest, it's not that I'm not attracted to your soul. Your soul is beautiful and hot as fuck. I feel like I'm extremely picky with females. I definitely have a type with them, and you are younger. I see you like a best friend. So this chick is like, I totally understand. I just wanted to get that off my chest. And the girl's like, I'm glad you did. I think it's adorable.
What? First of all, wow. The fact that this guy said, to be honest, it's not that I'm not attracted to your soul. Your soul is beautiful and hot as fuck. What the? What does that even mean? what help me understand.
I don't know. I think, I don't know.
What a hot soul.
A hot soul.
How does a hot soul look like? Like,
you just feel like you really click. And I think also the chick was like, felt like they really clicked because they had something in common.
No.
You know, sometimes we confuse friendship and romance. So we kind of fall in love, and yet we're not really in love.
But you see, if my soul is hot, then see, you're into me. Then what is stopping you from entering into, you know? It's a yes. So that's a yes.
No, as in soul.
If you're telling me I have a hot soul,
to tell you
this
that
hot
you
soul.
Have a hot soul. You have a good soul.
And the
like you're kind-hearted and everything else.
No, I refuse. That's just, this nigga is too shady. I feel like I'm extremely picky with females, and I definitely have a type with them. And you are younger. Don't guys date younger females, first of all? How is this a bad thing, her being younger? How is this a bad thing? Help me understand. And then okay, about types. Maybe, definitely have a type. And I don't know. I'm not for this at all.
You're not for this. I'm also not for that. I think the fact that, okay, I think the chick was very, very courageous, and I think it was for her to actually approach the issue, because, you know, you never know how the other person feels, and you might be falling in love and that the other person is not really into you. So I think she made a good step to actually approach that story. But I think how the guy turned him down was, I think he thought that he was doing the right thing, but I think he gave a lot of compliments that made it quite kind of hurtful.
No, first of all, to this chick, if you're listening, we are so sorry, because this is hurtful as fuck. If you told me that you're extremely picky, what the fuck, do I look like I'm not pickable? What are you saying? I can't not be picked. You know, like, nigga, what do you have? I can't.
No, I think the nigga was just trying to be like polite, but then he did not know that the extent of his politeness is going to sound a bit rude to other people. And you see, the chick was like, okay, I totally understand, it's okay.
Yeah, like, couldn't the guy said, asiangesema tu kitu ingine, you know? Yeah. Like, there's so many other ways you can turn down someone without necessarily going into detail about why you have turned them down, you know? Because I feel like if you told me why you have turned me down exactly, you're just affirming my insecurities. Because if you told me you're extremely picky, wow, you've called me ugly. Yeah, I can't be picked. Or not necessarily even ugly physically. There's just something wrong with me. You've told me something is wrong with me. And you definitely have a type. I am a type! You know what I mean, I'm a type.
But not for him. But anyway, yeah, that nigga was, I think, yeah, that level of the way he told her off was in a way leading to some level of, some level of just not comfortable. The chick, as you say, insecurities.
Yeah.
And we all have insecurities. So when someone says like, no, you're not my type, blah, 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 it raises those insecurities to another whole new level.
But he could have said other ways. Like, there's so many ways to kill this rat, you know? You could have said, sorry, I'm dating.
Yeah,
I'm in a serious relationship. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a serious relationship with someone. I can't
really be here this time.
Eh. That is like understandable. Or and it makes me feel like you had considered me like, oh, it's just the relationship that is the problem.
In a position to have a relationship at this time.
Yeah.
If you're not dating, you can just say, I'm not really in a position to have a relationship.
Exactly.
At this time. Because sometimes you're in a situation where relationships can be toxic.
It's true. And I would understand that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you could have, she could have, he could have said, I don't know. This one is a bit
polite but not polite.
Could have lied about his sexuality. Guys, you know, just
say so you're not into women.
Yeah, I'm sorry, so, do women. You know, oh, did I come out as straight? I'm sorry.
But the problem with that is that sometimes you might do that and then this chick has a gay friend that actually was looking for someone and you're like hooked up.
But see, yeah, but I'm in a relation, or I'm gay and I'm not looking, I'm not searching.
I'm not searching at this time. Okay, yeah, true. You can lie about your sexuality if you really don't like that chick.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hurt her.
Yeah.
I say. But yeah. I don't know. I think it's tricky to an extent because you're dealing with people's feelings. And I think we need to be very careful on how we actually talk to people who actually have feelings to others. Because feelings are tough. So if I tell you I like you, please don't tell me I'm not your type.
Lie to me
so that I know like I have a chance probably because you never know.
Make me feel like you had thought about it. You know, like you were just very near, but this one tiny thing missed. But it's not something that is going to make me feel insecure.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, if you are also going to be turned down by someone, you wouldn't want this other person to keep reassuring insecurities. You know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you'd want the same to be done to you also, and we could. There's so many ways, honestly speaking, to kill this rat.
So we googled and we found some simple tips of actually turning someone down without hurting their feelings according to Google. So one is thanks, I'm flattered but not interested or available.
Ouch.
That's
blunt. Aye, that is too blunt, Bana. Nope.
So this writer says you don't owe them an explanation. So
I know. This person is nasty. But you don't owe it. Oh, please. You owe me.
Another one says just tell them you're not interested. You don't have to get into any more than that. It's not harsh. It's just direct. Rejection sucks no matter how much you sugar-coated. So you may as well be clear.
We're not talking about sugarcoating here. We're talking about cutting corners. As in, you're not sugarcoating. You're cutting. You're making it... You're just...
Yeah. But this is nice. Okay, Anasema, don't quote personal traits as reasons for rejection.
Exactly.
It is seen as a personal attack.
Yeah.
You can suggest that you are incompatible.
What does that even mean? Though me, if you told me incompatible, the fuck on Mungu alitengeneza singiani. What do you mean? At incompatible.
It's super honest. As in, don't be like specific on traits.
We've been talking, especially for this chick. We've been talking for this long, and then you're coming to tell me we're incompatible. The fuck, nigga, get out of here.
So another one says, be as clear as possible. So this one says, I think this line works. Save saves face for everyone, is super clear and gets the message across. And this line is, I'm sorry, I just didn't feel a connection.
I feel like this one is for first meetings and like first texts, like the first time when you're texting someone and they're like, I'm into you. You know, those people who like falling in love at first sight and stuff. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, maybe I didn't feel a connection, you know, but you know. Yeah, me, I'm still going for the whole I'm in a relationship thing about these ones so
about
far.
These ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then the writer reminds us, right, remember that if they push further, they're acting rude. You aren't. So he's saying, you just say something like, sorry, I'm not interested, or no. If you want to be extra gentle about it, you can say something like, I'm flattered, but not interested. No, thank you. Or thank you for asking, but I'm not interested. If they push for anything beyond that, they're the ones being rude. I think that sounds very rude, but
yeah,
I think people take things differently. But
and all the Abu, let's sorry, look for another article.
Sorry, not interested is just like, no.
Yeah, this article is just
it's just too rude.
Yeah, inashinda tu ikisema bila they're not interested.
So there's so many ways you can turn people down, and these are some of the options that people are giving online. But I think they're just not polite.
Yeah, but there's the shadiest, the queen of shades, the ones where you just blue tick someone. I'm ignoring, I'm coolish, I'm to blue, like
which works effectively, but
is yo, that is just straight up calling someone trash.
Not important. But I think just being upfront and just telling the person that okay, it's actually you kind of you're good and everything else, but I don't think I'm ready at this time. I think sometimes you just have to say that you're not ready.
Yeah.
Even if it's a lie, you're not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you're not ready for him.
Yeah.
So it's just better to just say that okay, I'm not ready for this relationship and. Just simple. I think just keep it simple and polite.
My golden one, people of all time, Neo, I'm dating. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Just you create your fake boyfriend. Even dating. If you're not creating one. So you say you're dating and then you move on. So that has been our time. I think we passed our time, but asante sana kokuja. I think she'll be coming here often.
Of
so
course.
Be prepared.
Send us your feedback.
Like, coming back often. So so we are share this podcast. Hey, take a listen, share the podcast, and share it very widely, and also comment. Tell us about your own experiences of actually rejecting someone. Was it nice? Or being rejected? I've been rejected so many times, and I think
me too.
I'm used to it. So yeah, send us your feedback and let us know. So for now, I'll say kwa heri,
bye,
onana, and see you on Thursday.
Bye.